The small shopkeeper was less well off than the professional, had a lower status in the neighbourhood and depended solely upon his family to staff his shop. These ventures were often very risky because they were based on small amounts of borrowed capital and little or no experience in trading. The relative ease of starting a shop of this kind encouraged many to try their hand at it, so that competition was often fierce. In Southover Street alone in 1875 there were 8 grocers, 5 bakers and 8 greengrocers. In 1890 there were 5 confectioners, 2 of which, Mrs. Payne's and E. Keeping's, were next door to each other at numbers 27 and 28. This degree of competition and the poverty of many of the customers meant that credit was a necessity. This added to the risk, especially as suppliers frequently demanded cash payments on delivery. Go down Southover Street, turning left into Belgrave Street. Continue along until you reach the junction with Albion Hill. As you look across, you will see Grove Hill. Cross here and walk down until you reach Richmond Parade on your right. Turn down the hill and just into Richmond Parade. The flats on the right are on the site of what used to be the southern end of Richmond Buildings. This contained many homes and businesses in the early part of the 20th century.